This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Second hour of this live Christmas Day edition of the program.
Hodl.
And that is your recommendation for cryptocurrency users.
Right.
Because it was, I guess, it's been the last few days for crypto.
It's Christmas. I mean,
not everywhere. Well, I guess everywhere.
Well, right, but most places who are using crypto are still the West. I mean, they have another
consider
places,
China
but...
to be the West.
Yeah,
because China
go
huge.
Into some of these exchanges.
Right, but where is most crypto everywhere. Though?
Probably like China.
Yeah,
would be my
Arabs
guess
too, man. Arabs and some places in Africa.
Oh, there used to be a really cool map. I'm sure it's still out there. I just don't remember what it is. Where you can actually look at a map of the globe, and it will show you as Bitcoin is purchased at exchanges. Like they, I don't know, they tapped into multiple exchanges or whatever, and they get the data, and it shows these little Bitcoin logos going from the countries from which the currency was used. So it's not necessarily accurate that it's coming from China. It's just that people were trading it in the Chinese yuan. Is that how you pronounce it? Yen. So they could be trading that in other countries in that fiat currency. But that's what it's showing you. Is it showing you which fiat currencies are being poured into Bitcoin? Yeah. And it is China's up. Behemoth when it comes to people buying Bitcoin.
But my most popular, like when I go to festivals and stuff, I've got like tons and tons of shirts. And one of my most popular shirts that I wear, that's just my shirt that I don't sell, is it's time for Plan B shirt. That global, it's got like the globe with
Bitcoin.
All over it. And I bought that from an anarchist activist in Israel. Like 5 years ago.
So,
Bitcoin's everywhere.
Yep, absolutely true. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. Well, I guess we should say cryptocurrency is everywhere because Bitcoin used to be everywhere. But now, if you are...
Smaller coins are taking over, man.
Well, right. If you're a poor person in Africa, 3 years ago, you would have been able to send Bitcoin. But since this last year, it's impossible. I mean, it is so slow and so expensive. If you're making a dollar a day, you can't send one Bitcoin. I mean, it's going to cost you a month's salary in some of the poor parts of Africa in order to be able to send Bitcoin. So it's completely out of the hands of billions of people in the world who cannot afford it, which I think is a true tragedy and is contrary to the intentions behind Bitcoin. Satoshi Nakamoto made this cryptocurrency for the world to use, and he intended it, or she, or whoever Satoshi is, Satoshi Nakamoto intended it to be used cheaply, efficiently, across the entire globe, and the current programming team has destroyed Bitcoin's usability, and it's sad.
At this point, I would personally say that something like what would mostly be considered by people within the crypto community is something like a crap coin, like Putin coins or pot coins or can of coins, are more utilitarian and more useful for a normal person than Bitcoin is today.
Everything. I mean, almost every other currency, as long as there's some trading volume. I would not include the ones with very low trading volume, because if there's not much volume, then they're not useful because you can't get out of it or into it very easily. But for the top, 30 coins or whatever, then all of those are more useful than Bitcoin. Let's go to someone calling themselves Vermin in New Orleans. Vermin, you're on Free Talk Live.
So your previous caller cited he was concerned with outrageous fees for services that aren't regulated by the government, water, light, et cetera, electricity. So my question is, Bitcoin is the largest free market experiment I think we've ever seen on this earth. Yet the fees are just absolutely out of control.
Yep,
so is Bitcoin a good example of how other things in society would operate as far as fees? were a free market. So for instance,
yes, absolutely.
No,
because
Bitcoin's
there's a ton of
failure. Bitcoin's a failure.
Exactly. And that's why it's a great example of what would happen in the free market, is because Bitcoin's failure is why you see people accepting Dash all over the place now, all of a sudden, when nobody cared about Dash. Like, I'd never heard of Dash this summer. Mm-hmm. And now it's accepted at businesses all over the world. Why? Because somebody needed something to replace Bitcoin, because Bitcoin decided that they would be greedy and break Bitcoin in order to fill their pockets. And the free market said, well, you know what? That's not what cryptocurrency is about, and we won't comply. And so what happens? They found something that worked better, faster, cheaper, and people started pouring their money.
Okay, I thought the caller's question was about whether or not Bitcoin is an example of what happens when things get too big in the free market. What was your question, Vermin?
My question, is that an example of how it would be for if essential services were in a free market? If I had five water companies to choose from, or even three, would my water fees just continue to go up and up and up?
No.
You know, if there was no monopoly, you know, because it seems like
no competition drives prices down.
Well,
competition,
then why is it not doing that with Bitcoin?
Bitcoin is an aberration. Bitcoin is expensive.
Yeah, so if you look at the fees
on poor management
on Dash or Bitcoin Cash or Ethereum, they're not $30. And so the free market doesn't say nothing's going to ever screw up.
Right.
The free market says if you screw up, you're going to cease to exist and then get
That's
replaced
right.
with something else. So the fact that an industry, or not even an industry, because Bitcoin isn't an industry, it's a single product, messed up doesn't mean the free market doesn't work. It means that that's something that the free market is going to get rid of, which is, from what it looks to me, is what's
Y'all
happening.
Are saying that Bitcoin is they're getting rid of Bitcoin?
Who's they? No, I don't think anyone's
Who's
saying
anybody?
That.
I'm sorry,
I can tell you this. What Will says is true as far as businesses in this area. As soon as people find out that Bitcoin has these crazy fees, they are very interested in alternatives. They do not want to go back to the old money system. They love the idea of cryptocurrency. Bitcoin is going to continue to exist. This Bitcoin Core as we know it today, BTC, is going to continue to exist because it's got enough, you know, fanatics pushing behind it, and there's a bunch of money still in that system. So it's sort of this, you know, old vestige of the way things, you know, could be or used to be and no longer are, but all these other competitors are as good as, if not better than, what Bitcoin used to be, mm-hmm. and they're scrapping for that market share, man, and that means they've got to be nimble, that means they've got to be efficient, that means they've got to be on the top of their games if they want to have a chance at dethroning Bitcoin.
Bitcoin is becoming an example of what happens in markets over and over and over throughout history. They are becoming what I like to call the dial-up of cryptocurrency. They're slow, clunky, inefficient, and expensive, which is what dial-up was when we started getting digital services here in the U.S. And what happened? Digital was faster, it was cheaper, it was better. And what happened? People started switching.
So,
the people who couldn't get access to the better became really upset. They wanted it, and they lobbied so that they could get access to the better. And that's what we have now. We have things like Digibytes, you have Redcoin, you have XV, you have Vergecoin.
But hardly anybody takes them. They're not that popular except for Ethereum and Bitcoin.
No doubt. Nobody spends Bitcoin.
I mean, hardly anybody takes crypto anyway. It's really new. It's kind of counter to the prevailing system.
Absolutely.
People are kind of scared to use something that they think is competing with the Federal Reserve note if they live in the States. So, Bitcoin is new, and it hasn't.
So as these other altcoins get more popular, is the same thing not going to happen where the computers can't crunch everything and you know, the fees are just going to start going up?
Hold on. Let's talk a little bit about what happened here for listeners maybe unfamiliar with this. The Bitcoin network did get very popular. It got full. And what happened was the programmers failed to address that. They failed to solve that problem. Instead, we've gotten a bunch of promises about how they're going to solve it. Just wait. There's this solution called SegWit. Oh, no, that didn't do it. Just wait. There's a solution called the Lightning Network. It's right around the corner. Just hold on. Just keep paying $30 fees in the meantime, and we're going to implement this solution. So it was a management failure. It has nothing to do with whether or not cryptocurrencies are going to be a thing or whether all cryptocurrencies will follow this same path when they get too popular.
And if they had just increased the block size, which is what everybody else did, then they wouldn't be having this problem.
That's true.
If you notice, after SegWit 2, all the altcoins immediately had a 30% bump. Some of them, like Litecoin, Dash, Bitcoin Cash, had 2, 3, 400% increases because
there's
it was seen that it wasn't going
to
fix the problem.
There's no motivation for them to do that.
To do what?
To increase the...
Hold on, we'll let you put your words together in moments. More coming up here. It's Free Talk Live.
Thinking about getting into cryptocurrency but feel overwhelmed by the high price of Bitcoin? Or maybe you've used Bitcoin in the past, but were turned off by the high transaction fees and slow transfer times. It's time you looked into Dash. Dash is digital international money that you can send anywhere, anytime, for less than a nickel. With Dash, your transactions can be instant and private. Dash offers a fully incentivized and decentralized peer-to-peer network where miners are rewarded for keeping the network fast, strong, and safe for its users. Start your journey at Dash.org. Since its launch in 2014, Dash has made a huge impact in the crypto world and is showing no signs of stopping. Check out Dash.org for more information about Dash. And get in now on the future of cryptocurrency. Dash.org.
I've said it many times on air, and I'll say it here. The New Hampshire Liberty Alliance is one of the most important organizations for freedom in the world. New Hampshire is ground zero for freedom, and the NHLA is the best organization at promoting effective liberty activism. This ad is sponsored by Free Talk Live, and I, Mark Edge, am a lifetime member because I believe in the NHLA. Please check them out at nhliberty.org. Not everyone can move right now, but you can support the cause. Donate top cryptocurrencies or old-fashioned U.S. dollars, nhliberty.org. Visit their website and see what they're all about, nhliberty.org.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful full-featured Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core wallet that allows you to send and receive either currency with anyone anywhere in the world. Download the Bitcoin.com wallet for easy and secure access to your Bitcoin Cash. It's perfect for beginners, and the Bitcoin.com wallet makes using and holding Bitcoins easy. No logins are required. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available for Android, iOS, Windows, Mac, and even Linux. Learn more at Bitcoin.com.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana's been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
The stores I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can dial on in here toll free. Join us at 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And you can Skype in at Skype username lrn.fm. Christmas Day edition of the program with you in the studio tonight. It's Ian.
And Will.
And Melanie.
Anarchapulco is making anarchy great again. You get to see great speakers like... You like that one, Melanie? G. Edward Griffin, Jeffrey Tucker, Roger Veer, Larkin Rose, Jeff Berwick, Bruce Fenton, Brett Vinant, Julia Taransky, Dana Martin, Juan Galt, Adam Kokesh, Carrie Wedler, Vitz Yedlecka, and Sterling Lujan, and just announced the keynote speaker for this coming up Anarchapulco, which is happening February 15th through the 18th, is none other than Ron Paul. Yeah, that's right. Ron Paul. The Ron Paul will be speaking to Anarchapulco. Plus, live music like Jordan Page, Backwards, Rob Hussle, and more. It's happening at the Princess Resort in Acapulco, Mexico. It's February 15th through the 18th. I had a great time at Anarchapulco this year. It was a lot of fun. It was my first time going, and highly recommend this event. You can also use code FTL when you're getting your tickets to get 10% off the regular ticket price, which does include Cryptopulco. The final day of Anarchapulco will be all focused on cryptocurrency, and there are also other events that are sort of related to Anarchapulco, but you got to pay a little bit extra for, so you can get signed up for all of those over at anarchapulco.com. And again, don't forget code FTL, like Free Talk Live, to save 10%. As we go back to Vermin calling from New Orleans, note this is not Vermin Supreme. This is obviously a lower form of Vermin than Vermin Supreme on the line with us here. Now, Vermin, you were talking about cryptocurrencies and the free market. And your question
was... Vermin. It's Vernon, sorry.
Oh, Vernon. Vernon.
You can call me Vermin. No, that's cool.
Okay. Our board operator spelled it V-E-R-M-I-N. So,
I had a bad connection when I originally called. We were talking about these cryptocurrencies and how they're working in the free market, and yet the fees just continue to skyrocket. And
on Bitcoin Core.
Yeah, that's...
Okay.
One out of 1,300.
Yeah. Well, I mean, to be fair, there are like major cryptocurrencies, so maybe 1 out of 10 or 1 out of 7 or something like that is more fair. But that's still one out of those.
Thank you for clarifying. So my next point was, what is the motivation for these programmers to reduce the fees when they're making $30 plus a transaction?
Abandoning Bitcoin as they have been for the course of the last 6 weeks.
So if I can't just charge whatever I want and then people pay me unless I have a state monopoly and unless I have a mandatory state monopoly. Because even if I have a voluntary state monopoly, you still could just not buy my product. I can charge $30 a fee, but people aren't going to pay that. So if I lower my price, I might actually have income. People are going to pay 2 cents all day long. They'll pay a dollar, maybe, you know, pretty frequently, they're not going to pay $30. Yeah. So if I want to actually collect any, just because I'm charging $30 doesn't mean I'm going to get $30. So,
especially if competition's around. Sure.
I quit using Bitcoin as soon as the fees hit 10% of a transaction. So like if I was spending $10 or $13 and it cost me $1.30 for that transaction, if I was paying 10%, that was the end of me using Bitcoin. I transferred my Bitcoin into another currency and I started trading there, and I just didn't use Bitcoin to buy it. I mean, you saw it yourself, Ian. I quit using Bitcoin as a medium of exchange because if I want to pay 10% in order to make a transaction, I may as well pay sales tax.
Yeah, I mean, right now, you can get out there and you can use cryptocurrency like Dash or Bitcoin Cash or some of the other ones in the marketplace, and we're going to start to see Bitcoin Cash expand in 2018. That's coming. You know how I know that? We heard BitPay say they're going to add it. They're promising to add it in early 2018. The guys behind AnyPay, which is BitPay's competitor, they're working on Bitcoin Cash acceptance. So that means that at point of sale, at cash registers across New Hampshire and elsewhere in the world, people are going to be able to receive cryptocurrency in the form of Bitcoin Cash. They can already use Dash, and that's what you can. Last night we had delicious barbecue in this studio that I paid for with Dash.
Yep.
And then I tipped with Dash for that that barbecue last night. And the Dash costs like a cent to send a Dash transaction. And the Dash people increased the block size within the last month or so. They doubled their block size to 2 megabytes long before the first megabyte ever even got close to being full.
Yeah.
So they saw, you know, they said, hey, we're expecting this is going to grow, so let's just double it now to 2 megabytes. And again, for listeners that aren't familiar, the blocks are the kind of the guts of these blockchain-based systems, the blockchain being a public ledger which tracks all of these transactions from all around the globe, from the history of the existence of whichever cryptocurrency we're talking about. And so the blocks being twice as large, from 1 megabyte to 2 megabytes, means that they can handle twice as many transactions in a given amount of time. Usually it's with Bitcoin Classic or with the Bitcoin Core, it was every 10 minutes. In Dash, it's every 2.5 minutes when the confirmations and the blocks come in.
Well, with Dash and Bitcoin Cash, you have two options outside of Bitcoin. Because,
right.
Okay, so Bitcoin Cash is going to be your hardcore ASICs mining, just like Bitcoin was, just a different model with cheaper fees, that kind of thing. Then you've got Dash, which is what?
I don't know what they are mining.
It's mostly pre-mined, but it's an ASICs mining system that's used to mine Dash. And then you have a third set now that is gaining popularity. I mean, they went from like 3 cents a coin at 6 months ago to a bump to around $4. And then when the SegWit 2 was shown that it wasn't going to work at all and nothing was going to change, they doubled in value to almost $8. It's ASICs resistant, though. So it's another kind of mining that their idea is they want to prevent what happened with Bitcoin on the other end, as in they don't want mining to become like something that's hugely expensive and centralized, that like you should be able to mine from your home computer. So like you have three different styles of competition that are going on right now.
And that's oversimplifying. I mean, there's a whole lot of competition within
those different communities.
And then you've got other things like IOTA, which isn't even blockchain based. That's a new thing called a Tangle. That's completely different. Now it's got its ups and it's got its downs, whatever those are, but it's, you know, it's doing very well. Up 10 times in the last couple of months.
You have Verge that's coming out now, and they have a new thing. It's totally like off. It's called the Wraith Protocols, which are supposed to like lay over the top. It's supposed to be like the Lightning Network, but on steroids.
Well, Lightning Network, from what I can tell, this is the supposed big fix for Bitcoin. The more I learn about it, the less I'm interested in it. It just seems
this
like...
This is supposed to be security-specific. Like, it's supposed to be like, imagine if Zcash had the Lightning Network.
I don't know why anyone would want this Lightning Network. From what I understand about the Lightning Network, you have to open up what's called a payment channel with somebody that you want to be able to pay, which means that you actually have to pay to open up a channel, and then from that point forward, you can send over whatever this Lightning Network is, and the Lightning Network is going to have some kind of centralized providers, service providers, sort of like Visa or banks. So there's some level of centralization supposedly coming into play here, and it just sounds really bureaucratic and awful.
This would be the anti-Lightning Network, then. It would be like super fast, super secure, super secret.
Bitcoin Core, I mean, they're just going to... They got nothing. They really don't have anything exciting, I don't think, that's
value. They're really expensive. That's the only thing they really have. And they've got more hype.
The legacy.
Yeah, they've got the legacy.
Vermin, thanks for the call tonight. I do appreciate the discussion. Our toll-free number, if you want to join us here, 855-453. But the general statement here is that in the cryptocurrency world, while there are plenty of failures, you can look at a long list, a graveyard of all kinds of failed cryptos. There are plenty of them that are doing just fine and growing and bringing new users on board. And that's what we want. We want people to try out crypto. Cryptocurrency, whichever one.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, dial toll-free. Join us on the air. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. You can bring up whatever is on your mind. With you in the studio tonight, you've got Ian,
Will,
and Melanie.
Also, do want to let you know about Bitcoin.com. You want to learn about cryptocurrency? You want to get the basics on what Bitcoin is? Bitcoin.com's got it. And they've also got news updates. So if you want to get the latest information on what's happening in the Bitcoin world, then you want to get over to Bitcoin.com and check out their news section at news.bitcoin.com. Lots of good information over there. Plus, they even have mining. They've got gaming. They've got a forum. Even a quick tool that you can use to convert Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash into U.S. dollar prices and maybe even other other currency prices as well. Check that out over at tools.freetalklive.com. And, of course, you can go to bitcoin.com. Wait, did I say tools.freetalklive.com? Tools.bitcoin.com. But it's all over there, and it's all free. Great website, so be sure you check that out. Our toll-free number here tonight, if you want to join us on the Christmas Day edition of the show, is 855-450-FREE. Let's go to Ricky. He is in Pennsylvania. And, Ricky, you're on Free Talk Live via Skype.
That's the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania there, Brother Ian, and thank you so much.
You're on the air. Go ahead.
Thank you there. Well, you know, I was sitting here thinking about our call the other night, and, you know, that got me thinking about my predictions. And today is the 25th of December, after all. You remember my prediction from before when I was talking about a civil war and sides being chosen? And
yeah, yeah, yeah. You used to talk a lot about the civil war idea.
Yeah,
it still hasn't happened yet, though.
Well, wait a minute now. Here's something interesting. Now, last I looked, Speaker of the House, Ryan, he's a bit of a jackass. Now, he said just, I think it was like two months ago, maybe. He said, tells the people, hey, we got our second civil war, and he wants the people to join the Republicans against Antifa. Now, you know what I think about that? I think he's a jackass, because those are not Republicans. Those are Federalists.
Who?
And if... Well, no. What are you talking about there? Who, what?
Who wants to... Wait, who was it that you said wanted the Republicans to fight against Antifa? I missed that detail.
No, Speaker of the House Ryan came out and is calling it the Second Civil War, and he wants the people to join him. Nobody has done that yet. Because there's one thing he forgot to mention. The Civil War has already begun. You know, you talk about this. Yeah, you talk about the...
What are the sides in the Civil War that has already begun?
Well, that's a nice thing. We've been having a bit of a time warp. And basically what it comes down to is it's the Federalists and the Anti-Federalists. And, you know, it comes down to the
Civil War. How do you identify a Federalist versus an Anti-Federalist? Because I can say right here in New Hampshire, things are pretty peaceful. There's not much shooting. There aren't that many fights even in the streets. I don't see any evidence of a civil war happening. Is it different there in Pennsylvania, where people are actually having scraps in the streets and, you know, blowing things up and shooting each other?
Well, this is what they call the calm before the storm, just like the real...
Oh, okay, so it's a war without anything actually happening.
No, it's the calm before the storm, just like the real Civil War, before the shots were fired on Fort Sumter. That's what we're going through right now.
Now, how do you have a war if there's no fighting? Is it just if a war is declared by a politician, but they haven't moved their troops into fighting mode yet?
That's exactly what happened with Lincoln and the Civil War. So why would that not be the case there, brother?
Well, now, in this case, you're not talking about politicians that are leading troops. You're talking about people that you're saying are Federalists versus Anti-Federalists, and you're claiming that there's an actual Civil War going on, but yet that there's no evidence for it. So nobody has declared war.
Would you like me to give some evidence?
Yeah, I'd love to hear it.
Well, here's the calm before the storm. Now, first of all, you see a lot of these battle flags that I wear here popping up all over the place. They're even popping up
here. I haven't seen it. Have you guys seen the battle flags around?
Why don't you check out the fair over there that happened over there in New Hampshire?
The fair? The county fair?
They had them there?
Yeah, we have county fairs here.
All the county fairs everywhere have belt buckles.
Right, just because somebody's selling...
that sell Rebel Flag stuff on them.
Right,
hey, jackass, be quiet. Shut up, jackass.
That's not very nice. There's no need for name-calling here. He didn't call you any names.
Well, it's my birthday, you comedian.
It's your birthday? Are you Jesus Christ now?
Absolutely not. Neither is the 25th his birthday, but it's a lot of things to Ricky from the Commonwealth. That's just not one of them.
It's actually your birthday, or is it Jefferson Davis's birthday, and you're pretending to be him today?
No, it's Ricky from the Commonwealth's birthday.
Well, happy birthday, Ricky. So where's the evidence? I want to hear it.
What a joke.
I want to hear the evidence.
Well, here's the evidence. Now, I am deputy of the Commonwealth, and I will tell you this myself. Now, I've been part of this movement for quite some time before I start wearing this flag. And I will tell you...
Listen to me, boy. I'm not just talking to hear my head roar.
I have some evidence right off. I'm going to
I want to hear all about it.
Going to give you two pieces of evidence to show you what's happening here, just like the real Civil War. All right. Now, first off, taxes. Now, if you look at California right now, this happened in the real Civil War. It's called a tax embargo. For the people, you see? And that's how Mr. Lincoln operated, 47% tax currently.
You aren't actually saying anything, though. Like, you're talking about taxes as though you're communicating, but you are supposed to be giving us evidence of a civil war.
I am, if you listen to me, brother.
No, the problem is I can't listen to you for 30 seconds straight, because it's impossible. You're not making a point.
I actually only needed 5 seconds.
Just because there are words pouring out of your mouth doesn't mean that you're actually coherent.
Maybe it's the judges that I happen to know about, and also on top of that, county workers and other officials.
Say something. Explain yourself. Your tongue's flapping, but no noise is coming out of your big mouth.
People with honor like myself that are putting their ass on the line for something very important.
Your ass is on the line?
Certainly, because, you know, well, when you talk about Confederacy, and I will say people are starting to clear
their throats. How is any of this evidence of the Civil War that's supposedly happening?
Let's see here. How many times do you see judges and county workers going up against the state themselves embracing the Southern Cross? How many times do you see that happen, Brother Ian?
You're saying a judge embraced the Southern Cross and is going up against the county?
I've never seen that, and I've seen it a lot of time in courtrooms in Louisiana.
Right? I grew up in eastern Appalachia, East Tennessee, and I've never seen that.
You are a hypocrite there, sir. Why don't you tell people what y'all really about? Because I'm going to follow that up on another show one day, and I'm going to give you a call, you ass for it. Maybe you can explain it on your own damn show what y'all really about, because I'm on to you, Will.
What are you on to him about exactly?
I'm on to him. I said he's all about the money, honey. And even more than that, he lies to everybody, including you.
What do you got against money?
I have not. What do I got against it?
No,
I have
you said he's all about the money, honey. What do you got against money? You're suggesting that that's a bad thing? Is he not supposed to raise funds for his mosque?
Well, here's the thing. The problem is, though, when it comes to his mosque and this show and his own show, which I've listened to, according to the Quran, I might add, and I'm going to go into this another night.
No, Ricky's a Quran expert here. I want to hear this.
This should be fun.
Yeah, go ahead.
Well, that's okay. It doesn't matter.
Since you didn't have any evidence of a civil war, let's get into your opinion on the Quran, please.
Well, correct me if I'm wrong there, because you lie anyway, Will. But it's in the Quran that it's considered an accepted practice for a Muslim to lie to the non-believer.
Not true. This is one of the one of the ones they trot out, the Fox News talking heads. But tell me about that one, because that's one that a lot of people hear, Will, that claim. Thanks, Ricky, for the call. Now we've heard enough from you.
It comes from a story. At the very beginning of Islam, there was the first martyr. Her name was Samaya, and she was tortured and murdered. And then her son was bound and forced to watch this happen. And then his father later succumbed to his injuries and died in the middle of the night that night.
Hmm.
And the next day, and they refused to refute their faith. You know, they were tortured to death. Samaya became the first martyr because she was told to refute and to deny her faith, and instead she spit in the man's face. So he ran her through with a spear.
I want you to continue the story coming up here in moments, because anybody who's listened to the talking heads talk trash about Islam have probably heard this objection is, well, they're told there by God that they can tell lies. And let's get into that coming up here. We'll get the rest of the story. Your calls and thoughts are welcome as well. Our number is 855-450, free like freedom, Free Talk Live.
From the second letter of Captain Mark. Any pirate knows that commerce is communication. Markets condense oceans of information into a single price. Innovations in communication are circumventing the scrutiny of the crown. This signals a change in the coin of the realm. The crown uses digital currency to surveil, censor, seize, and destroy wealth at will, so pirate currency must protect us from this weaponized money. We need to move funds further, faster, cheaper, and without third-party observation, basing decisions on an accelerating flow of information. So pirates require nearly instantaneous transactions with no arbitrary limits on volume or artificial influences on fees. Most importantly, a pirate currency must preclude centralization. Otherwise, it will become another link in our chain to the crown. A superior currency will result in the obsolescence of the coin of the realm and the extinction of the crown itself. Trade above the grid. Join us at piratswithoutborders.com.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
The stores I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.
Message and data rates may apply.
Guys, got hair loss? I know what you're thinking. Should I shave my head, comb it over, wear a hat? Just stop. This isn't 1970. Keep your hair and your confidence because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, can give you your real hair back permanently. Check them out today because they're giving away an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card to everyone who texts EASY66 to 85850. Dude, you don't have to look like your dad because this isn't your dad's hair loss treatment. People all over the country trust Bosley because they're ahead of the curve. They use the latest technology to give you your real hair back. And the best part, Bosley's permanent solution is protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Let them show you for free how awesome your hair could look with an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off. Text EASY66 to 85850. Ask about the Bosley Guarantee. EASY66 to 85850.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration system in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up what you want. Just dial toll-free here at 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733, the live Christmas Day edition of the show. Joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
Will.
And Melanie.
Also, I do want to let you know about Whole Food Multicomplete nutritional supplements. Over 60% of Americans take one. And for good reason, nutrient depletion of our soil coupled with dependence on processed foods has left most people deficient in essential nutrients. But where do you start? If you visit a naturopath, you'll likely be told a cheap vitamin mineral supplement doesn't cut it. You'll also need probiotics, enzymes, antioxidants, and other nutrients. And by the time it's all said and done, you're buying five bottles of product and spending $150 a month. If that's a situation you've experienced, then you need to know about Whole Food Multicomplete. For 15 years, Whole Food Multicomplete has been quietly providing what the big guys won't, the perfect blend of supplements in a single product. They've taken the expense and complexity out of following a complete supplement program. Just visit SimplifyMySupplements.com to learn more and use coupon code FTL, like Free Talk Live, to receive 10% of your order, or 10% off your order, rather, every time you order, satisfaction guaranteed, or your money back. And yes, they do take Bitcoin over at Whole Food Multicomplete. Go to SimplifyMySupplements.com, and if you want to use cryptocurrency or use Bitcoin, you do have to send them an email, and don't forget to mention the coupon code FTL to get that 10% off at SimplifyMySupplements.com. Will, just to recap, you were telling us the story about a martyr way back in, was it Muhammad's Day?
Yeah. The first martyr.
What was happening? She was beaten, or
she was tortured.
She was tortured
over the course of 4 or 5 days. Her husband,
by
and
people
their
who wanted
son.
To force her to convert.
They wanted to force her to renounce Islam and to curse. They specifically wanted her to curse the name of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And
which would be that Muhammad, would be
to curse
Haram.
The name of
is that Haram?
Well, actually, in their position, no.
Okay.
Because of the fact that they're under duress. And that's what he's referring to. Basically what happened is, after witnessing this, the son witnessed this happen to his mother. The father dies in the middle of the night of his injuries. The next morning, an axe blade is heated in coals to glowing red hot and pressed on the underside of his belly. And he, in searing pain, screams out and renounces his faith and curses the name of God and curses the name of the prophet.
Mm-hmm.
And he goes to Muhammad and he's ashamed for what he has done. And he's like, I'm going to go to hell now. I've cursed you. I've cursed God. And God revealed to him, you were under duress. You know, you were going to die. They were torturing you. God is not going to hold you accountable for what you have done in this state. And that is then extrapolated by anti-Muslim types like Robert Spencer to Muslims can tell Russians you can drink vodka on Thursday if you're Muslim, and then after you convert to Islam, be like, ha ha, fooled you. I mean, seriously. And the funny thing is, though, is like this is not a new trope.
No.
This is something that was marched out against Jews for hundreds of years. As a matter of fact, I have a quote here from The Toadstool. This is an anti-Semitic children's book that was written by Julius Streicher, who was the author of the anti-Semitic newspaper that was run by the Nazis. He actually wrote this book in order to brainwash children into hating Jews. And a direct quote from it says, quote, we may lie and cheat the Gentile. In the Talmud, it says that Jews are permitted to cheat Gentiles. So this is the, like, this accusation that people of other faiths are allowed to lie is a normal, like, it's a normal prejudice. It's something that's been around for hundreds of years. It's just not cool to be anti-Semitic anymore. So instead of using those same tropes, and there's literally a list of, like, 15 of them that somebody put together, were literally the exact same accusations that were made against Jews for 1,400, 1,500 years among European Christians are now being pointed at Muslims instead.
Because same lies, different target.
Exactly, because it's no longer fashionable to be anti-Semitic.
Right.
So now you can be anti-Semitic in a different way because, you know, Arabs are Semites.
So when under duress, it's okay to tell a lie, like the old example of if somebody's got a knife pointing at you and they want all your money and you only give them the money that's in your wallet and you don't give them the, you know, $100 bill that you have stuffed in your belt or in your shoe or something like that, you have not done anything wrong
and
that's in that circumstance, even though you didn't tell them the truth.
Well, if you're also protecting the lives of others, you know, so like if somebody came to my house and was like, I'm here to round up all the Jews, and there's actually many instances of this happening where Muslims protected Jews from the Holocaust. There's multiple stories. If you literally just Google Muslim protect Jews in Holocaust,
which is what Muhammad would have said to do.
Exactly. And, you know, these people told Nazis, like, no, we don't have Jews in the basement, when they had a dozen of them down there, you know. And that's okay, because you're literally, you're preserving the lives of these people. And God's not going to hold you accountable for that as though it were a bad thing to do, because you are preserving the rights of these people.
But when trying to recruit somebody into the religion, it would be entirely inappropriate to tell lies.
As a matter of fact, there are rulings that stay there. There are special place in hell for people who lie to convert.
Yep.
So, I mean,
absolutely.
I guess it really it comes down to, do you have a cursory knowledge of Islam that you learned off of the internet, or
or did you actually research something?
Have you sat and listened to real Islamic scholars who are independent? They aren't employed by some state apparatus, some government, and listened to what they have to say about Islam. People who teach in universities, people who teach your Muslim neighbor. I mean, go to Twitter right now and look up RIS 2017. Those quotes that you see that have been being posted for the last 2 days, those are the scholars that your Muslim neighbor here in the U.S. and in Canada, those are the scholars that they listen to. Those are the scholars that they admire. And look at the quotes of what they say about Islam if you want to know what your Muslim neighbor believes, not what some idiot who has an axe to grind.
Or just ask him. Or talk to your neighbor and have a conversation and be open-minded and
Muslim, non-Muslim, it doesn't matter. Most of us do not know the names of the person who lives next door to
us. True.
And if we do, we only know the person on one side, not all four.
I actually that's changed for me since moving up here. I never knew any neighbors' names down in Florida, but up here I actually know who they are. I actually know them, and that's to me mind-boggling because it's just so different. Here, people are just more friendly here. They're more likely to, at least in my experience, in New Hampshire, they're more likely to talk to you.
Yeah, and you're somebody who's a target. So if you're just a regular person walking around, it's... Right. Must be really nice.
Well, for Muslims, it's actually a responsibility. The Prophet
to know your neighbor.
Well, the Prophet Muhammad SAW said that the rights of the neighbor had been stressed to him by the angel Gabriel so much so that he thought eventually Gabriel was going to tell him that your neighbor could inherit your wealth after you died. Like that they would get a because it was stressed. I mean, it didn't happen.
Mm-hmm.
But it was a metaphor for like it was stressed so much the rights that your neighbors have. And that's not just the person next to you, the people that live in your community at large as well,
mm-hmm.
was stressed so much that he thought maybe God one day would order him to allow your neighbors to inherit some of your wealth.
Mm.
So, like, it is incumbent upon you to know the name and the needs of your neighbor.
Our toll-free number, if you want to join us here, is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. You know, at the very beginning of the show, we had talked about the Santa Claus myth, and I don't know if we ever really finished whatever thoughts you had on that, Melanie.
No, there's really kind of just two more things I wanted to say. So, in one of the reasons, and I guess I should say, like, this is... I don't know if anybody's having their 5-year-old watch this show in the first place, but if for some reason you are, maybe don't right now. So expecting someone to lying to someone for, you know, 5, 10, 8, however many years, and then also expecting them to trust you, and then also, and then not only having a lie, but then having like a bunch of false evidence to back it up and having this kind of ongoing extravagant lie, and then also teaching them not to lie. I don't know if that's something that I can pull off.
It's a contradiction that you're saying could be harmful to the relationship.
Right, which is one of the reasons, at least on my end, why we decided not to do that. And I'm not saying that...
When you have kids.
Yeah. And I'm not saying that nobody can, but I don't see myself being able to reconcile those two things.
Okay, now I live in a household where we openly discouraged, because my mom, my parent, my whole family besides me on my side are all Christians.
Okay.
So Christmas is like a super big deal.
Yeah.
And they brought Santa Claus into our life, even though I asked them not to. And we took a very...
Your family now.
Yeah.
They brought
we took a very realist approach with our kids, you know, that what Santa Claus really is and who he really was and why people give gifts in the name of Santa Claus. And they understand it.
All right, let's talk more here in moments. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. If you want to weigh in on Santa or whatever's on your mind, you can join us in Hour 3 of Free Talk Live coming up next.
Have you ever wondered who the second person to discover gravity was?
Hmm.
When you're in the mood for a treat, would you go to the second best bakery in town? Or how about the name John Breckinridge? Recognize it? If you don't, that's because he came in second to Abraham Lincoln. The firsts are first for a reason. Just how ID Stronghold was the first to create the technology to protect your credit cards from thieves with RFID chip scanners. ID Stronghold products block signals from those scanners, so thieves can't capture your critical data. Get a stronghold on your personal information and protect your family too. Don't settle for the second best wallet. Pick up ID Stronghold wallets for everyone on your list this holiday season. They're the perfect stocking stuffer, with leather wallets starting as low as $20 on Walmart.com, eBay, Amazon, and QVC. Say 10% by using coupon code PRESENT for a limited time. That's coupon code PRESENT, only on IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's Slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.